Hello, everybody, and welcome to week three here of the Onega Buffaloes Locker Room Chat with Boys head coach Jason Klaycamp. And coach, right now, sitting at 1-3 on the year, that lone win against Northern Heights, 49-41. He just took back-to-back losses. Last time we talked, you took the loss against Cornerstone. It's been 7 days since you've played your last game, except for Tuesday, and you're able to kind of get your team's feet back and going. You played against Jackson Heights, losing 63-48, but you had some really great point totals from a couple of your guys, Case and Huffless, with 21 points on the game. Coy Niter, he had 8 points on the game. Vandenberg, as well as Giola, with 7 points, and Jackson Coltman, he put you up 5 points. So, again, it was a big, tough opponent against the Jackson Heights team that you haven't played in quite some time. So kind of walk me through about last night's game.
Yeah, I thought we did some good things. We had some kind of silly turnovers early that we hadn't had all year. I think some of that comes from not playing for a week. I think that certainly wasn't in our favor. We got to clean some of that up. And our defense, we've got to clean some things up there. But I thought our effort was great. Kaysen got some good looks and knocked down some shots. We also got to the line 17 times and made 12 of them, so we shot over 70% from the line. So we did some good things.
And talking about, you kind of brought to the mention there that, you know, you hadn't played a game for a week. Well, now you're playing 3 games in the span of 4 days. You already played Jackson Heights, but tomorrow you're playing Lynn again. And then after that, you're going to be playing Frankfurt on Friday. So kind of how do you get your team prepared for a 2-game stretch, back-to-back games here?
I think right now it's just making sure we keep our legs under us. We've had a little sickness go through here too, so we're kind of fighting that. So it'll be a tough couple days. We got 2 pretty good opponents that we got to go up against. We go to Lynn, so that'll be a nice long trip for us in the late night. But I think just keeping our legs under us, making sure we're fresh. And then we've played Lynn once. Like, we know what we need to do to improve in that game too. So,
well, we kind of brought the mention there. You've already played Lynn once. What are some keys to trying to take a second game victory, trying to, you know, come back and get a little strike of revenge there?
Yeah, one thing that really hurt us in that first matchup was that first quarter we really got hit hard on the offensive rebounding. After we cleaned that up, we played with them for the other 3 quarters. But I think that's something that we've got to come out in quarter one, and we got to keep them off the boards. They're a big physical team. They're a tough matchup for us size-wise, but we showed that we're capable of boxing them out and going and getting some rebounds. And I think we didn't shoot well in that game. I feel like we've shot a little better in every game since then. I think we're getting a little better there each game. So hopefully we go out there and shoot the ball a little better on the road.
Well, Coach, final thoughts here about kind of the start here of 2024 and then, you know, lean kind of into that Christmas break, what it's going to be like for you and your team to take a little bit of time to regroup, recover, and then get prepared for more TVL play coming out of the break with Blue Valley Randolph on the horizon, Centralia, Hanover, and Axtell.
Yeah, we got a tough schedule after break. It'll be good to get a couple more games here. I mean, we'd like to get another win or two here. But I think the biggest thing for us right now, we're still kind of young. I mean, we're playing sophomores and juniors out there still. So I think the biggest thing for us is just to see some improvement every night out. And I think to that point we have, and I think we're just going to continue to build and get better as we go through the season here.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time that you've spent with me in the 2024 part of the season. Up next, we'll talk again in 2025. Coach, thank you for your time.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Onega Buffaloes set to take on Lynn on Thursday tomorrow, traveling out there. Then they will have Frankfurt at home. This Onega Buffaloes Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust.